streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Tropical Storm Debbie is back. The system made a second landfall northeast of Charleston this morning. The National Hurricane Center expects it'll weaken to a tropical depression today as it beats a path to the northeast. CBS News Boston meteorologist Eric Fisher.
Once it comes ashore, it starts to lose some of those tropical characteristics. However, it still brings all that tropical rainfall and all that moisture. Rain is the story. It will start to accelerate, though. It moves much faster to the north as it comes to interior sections of the northeast and then exits on Saturday morning coming through northern New England.
Back in the south, they're still swamped after this week's massive rainfall in Savannah.
I look down and there's guppies and fish swimming through the water.
Officials in Vienna say they discovered what they call concrete preparatory measures for a terror attack before Taylor Swift canceled three sold-out shows that had been scheduled there this week. Police have arrested two suspects, one a 19-year-old who'd pledged allegiance to ISIS, the other 17, who began working at the concert venue just days ago.
I'm Paul Farry in Vienna, where there's a sense of sadness across the city, not just the tourists who thought they'd be going to concerts this weekend, but the people who live here, the taxi drivers, the hotel staff. They say this sort of thing just never happens here.
Police say they found chemicals and technical devices at the home of one of the suspects. Another World Central Kitchen worker has been killed in Gaza. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The U.S.-based aid group says a Palestinian staff member was killed in central Gaza. The Israeli military says it doesn't know of any such incident, but has been in contact with the group. In April, Israeli airstrikes killed seven World Central Kitchen workers as they traveled through Gaza to distribute aid.
President Biden's weighing in on the race for the White House on CBS News in his first interview since he dropped out of the running.
President Biden says he is not confident that if Donald Trump loses in November, that there will be a peaceful transfer of power.
You can't love your country only when you win.
When asked during their June debate whether he would accept the outcome of the election, Trump said he would accept the result if it's a, quote, fair and legal and good election.
He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means it. All the stuff about if we lose, there'll be a bloodbath.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Just four more days to go at the Summer Olympics. On tap today,
American Noah Lyles will try to double the fun with wins in both the 100 and 200. If the fastest man in the world, by 5/1000ths of a second, can do it, it will be the first time since 1984 when Carl Lewis topped the podium in both events.
CBS's Wendy Gillette from Paris. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. People in the Elmwood Park area are being asked to check their tapes. Racine County Sheriff's deputies are actively searching for two suspects involved in a home invasion on North Elmwood Drive Tuesday night. A homeowner ran from their home after encountering the intruders. The suspects, described as two white males wearing black ski masks, remain at large despite a thorough search of the area. The sheriff's office says they're increasing patrols and urging people to check surveillance footage. A clogged sewer pipe in Kenosha has left nearly two dozen homeowners cleaning up raw sewage. The blockage, linked to improper disposal of items like flushable wipes, resulted in several inches of sewage flooding the affected homes of the Whitecaps area. City Administrator John Morrissey says people should seek compensation through claims with the city as they investigate the cause and seek solutions. New tax talk was part of a Racine County board meeting last night. The finance department proposed a new 0.5% sales tax. It's just the beginning phase of talks with more discussions set for future meetings. Supervisors say they're considering the proposal as a means to secure additional funding for ongoing county operations. And the dates for Summerfest 2025 have been set. It'll start on June 19th next year and will again feature the three-weekend format. The kickoff event will include a Juneteenth celebration. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers injury list grows. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL training camp week 3, and the Packers first-round draft pick, offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, is injured.
He had a shoulder. It's nothing long-term, but he's going to be out probably for a week or so.
Head coach Matt LaFleur, the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland this Saturday. Baseball, 8 runs and 16 hits. The Brewers beat the Braves last night in Atlanta, 8-5 to win the series. Pat Murphy.
You talk about how relentless our offense was today. It was relentless. And it wasn't a lot of extra base hits, but, you know, it was relentless.
And at the Olympics, U.S. sprinter Kenny Benarek from Rice Lake, Wisconsin, qualifies for the 200-meter finals with a time of 20 seconds flat.
I mean, I already knew what pace I was at. And for me, it was like, hey, I know I'm there. I just got to make sure to execute the race, step on the gas, and don't let up. I'm not surprised at what I ran. Only thing I was just hoping for was the wind to work with me, and it did, and I'm happy with my performance.
A replay of today's finals coming up tonight on NBC. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com. WRJN.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Saturday, sunny with a high of 75. Current temp 62.
I was on a flight going from Los Angeles to New York City, and 2.5 hours into the flight, the engine blew up. And the plane started craning towards the earth, and people were flipped out. It was like, like drinks were flying through the air. And I said to myself, stay calm. That's how you survive something like this. And I looked, and I saw two flight attendants who were looking out the window. They turned around, and they were sobbing. They were like, they were holding each other's hands going, I always thought you were professional, Karen. And as the plane was careening towards the earth, the pilot got on. The pilot goes, hello, ladies and gentlemen. There's no reason to be alarmed. We're going to land in Cleveland in 2 to 2.5 minutes. I don't want a pilot that's gone to his calm place, you know, his happy zone. Like, I'm a little boy. It's Christmas morning. Mother loves me. It would have been more comforting if the pilot was like, holy, did you guys feel that? I'd be like, do not look out the right side of the plane, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? Keep your trays down if you want. It really doesn't matter. Go ahead and smoke. Seriously, smoke them up. Kiss a stranger. Yeah.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Me. I got you to talk.
Doesn't that make you think, now be honest, of Groundhog Day? Every time you hear I Got You, Babe, I always think of Bill Murray opening his eyes and hearing that on the radio. Hey, all you woodchuck checkers, it's Groundhog Day. Hearing I Got You, Babe. Always think of that song. My dad, when he used to work in New York City, this back in the mid-60s, saw Sonny and Cher walking down the street. Sonny was like 10 paces ahead of Cher. And he said, my father's at a stoplight watching this. He said, why is he 10 paces ahead of her? Did they have a fight, an argument or something? But hey, good morning. I'm Don Rosen. It's 6:11 coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation will be here. A lot of events going on. Some new businesses downtown we can mention, too. That's coming up. Partly sunny today. Highs near 81. Becoming clear tonight. 57 the low. Now get ready for this. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, sunny, sunny, sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. This is no rain in the forecast at all. I should keep my mouth shut. But, hey, don't forget the Green Bay Packers open up their exhibition season right here on WRJN Saturday. This Saturday, they'll take on the Cleveland Browns from Cleveland, 3:25 p.m. on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. From the graduate, Goo Goo Ka-Choo, here's Mrs. Robinson, Simon and Garfunkel. Robinson in the film. You know, I had that movie on DVD. I've seen it, but I've never seen the whole movie in one shot. And I can't believe that. because it was such a big hit movie from 1967, The Graduate. Hey, question, would you let a robot dentist work on your teeth? I know you don't want a regular dentist doing it, but would you let a robot dentist do it? An AI company just did the first fully automated dental procedure using an AI-powered robotic arm to shave a guy's tooth for a crown. They're hoping to roll them out of dental offices in about 5 years. Never. Am I going to let a robot work on my teeth? I don't like a regular living human doing it. I'm going to let a robot do it? Are you crazy? Have you lost your marbles? It's 6:16. I say that now, but what if the only dentist's office they have out there are robots? Here's Robert Knight, Everlasting Love, WRJN.
Hearts go astray.
WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. That's us. Hey, I can tell you now. I didn't want to tell you yesterday, but I'll tell you now. Yesterday was supposedly the most dangerous day of the year to drive. A dash cam company called Next Base crunched the numbers and found August 7th is the deadliest day on American roadways. They didn't explain why a random Wednesday in August is so dangerous, but it's based on data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Apparently, we kind of made it safe and sound. That's good. It's a good thing I didn't know this yesterday, huh?
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN. Great partners for hometown sports.
Do you know a child who's coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers Connections, Planting Seeds of Hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are also experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. NativeRoots.org.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G of Gurnee Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirty loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. The day, that'll be the day, that'll be the day.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets, and that'll be the day. It's 6:25 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. There's a guy named Tony Burrows. He's what they call a session musician. In other words, when they're recording a song, they need a lead singer. They'd call him up and go into the studio and sing the song. Although he was never really a member of the group, he would do the vocals for them. He had a lot of hit wonders in the 1960s and early 70s. Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. Remember that? Edison Lighthouse. United We Stand by the Brotherhood of Man. Gimme That Ding by the Pipkins. Beach Baby by First Class. A slew of others, including this one. This is Tony Burrows on one of his sessions he sang. My Baby Loves Loving. White Plains. Looking for partly sunny sky today. Highs near 81. Right now, sunny at 63 degrees here at Radio Park. It's 6:26. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
My baby loves loving. She's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves loving. She's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. I was lonely once in this great big world, just a nowhere man without a girl. And lucky day when she came.
You know, there's a story that Tony Burrows, the singer I told you about, on this song and about a slew of other songs with different groups. He was on a British, it was like a music show back in the early 70s. And four of his songs were top of the charts. So we had to come out and sing lead with each different group they brought out on stage. And he had to explain what he did for a living. And the secret was out. White Plains, My Baby Loves Loving, 6:29 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. And now it's time for Mythbuster. You know, when I was a kid, I was told and believed that toads gave you warts. We used to catch toads all the time. And they want to touch them because I was told you touch them, you're going to get warts all over your body. Well, toads cannot give you warts. Warts are caused by a human virus. The keyword there being human. A wart's lumpy appearance is due to epidermal cells multiplying due to the virus. Warts can spread based on skin-to-skin contact, but not toad skin. So my question is, who started this myth that I believed in from when I was a little kid up until just a few moments ago?
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. People in the Elmwood Park area are being asked to check their tapes. Racine County Sheriff's deputies are actively searching for two suspects involved in a home invasion on North Elmwood Drive Tuesday night. A homeowner ran from their home after encountering the intruders. The suspects, described as two white males wearing black ski masks, remain at large despite a thorough search of the area. The sheriff's office says they're increasing patrols and urging people to check surveillance footage. A clogged sewer pipe in Kenosha has left nearly two dozen homeowners cleaning up raw sewage. The blockage, linked to improper disposal of items like flushable wipes, resulted in several inches of sewage flooding the affected homes of the Whitecaps area. City Administrator John Morrissey says people should seek compensation through claims with the city as they investigate the cause and seek solutions. New tax talk was part of a Racine County board meeting last night. The finance department proposed a new 0.5% sales tax. It's just the beginning phase of talks, with more discussions set for future meetings. Supervisors say they're considering the proposal as a means to secure additional funding for ongoing county operations. And the dates for Summerfest 2025 have been set. It'll start on June 19th next year and will again feature the three-weekend format. The kickoff event will include a Juneteenth celebration. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For many Wisconsin farmers, too much water this spring meant fewer acres planted, and we're not out of the woods when it comes to challenges yet. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. One area that Wisconsin farmers still need to monitor is the potential for tar spot in their cornfields. Dr. Damon Smith's our University Extension plant pathologist, and he says that is an issue that could really take a toll on overall yields if you don't pay attention.
So we kind of watch what's going on in that upper third of the canopy. If it reaches that upper third and it gets to be about 5 to 10% leaf coverage on that upper canopy, we can start to have some pretty substantial losses. You know, the bad years of 2018 and 2021, we saw some fields, you know, with yield reductions, 40 to, sometimes 80, bushels per acre. So that's pretty substantial.
Dr. Damon Smith, University Extension plant pathologist, he said, so far in Wisconsin's corn growing season, we haven't had a lot of tar spot issues, but he said that can change at any time. So keep monitoring. I'm monitoring the markets for you on a Thursday morning. And so far, it looks like that corn market, as well as beans, back under pressure. Numbers are next.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops, and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVits Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Big rally yesterday in the dairy complex. We saw barrel cheese gain 4 cents to 195. 40-pound block cheese was up 6.5, 196.5. Double A butter stood still, 3.10 1/4 per pound. This morning in Chicago, the September class 3 milks up a nickel at 20.85. The October milk closed 34 cents stronger, 21.16 a hundredweight. Right now, December new crop corn's down a penny at 3.99 3/4. November new crop beans down a penny and a quarter, 10.17 1/2. September wheat up a penny and a half right now, 5.39 3/4 per bushel. I'm Pam Yonke.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Saturday, sunny with a high of 75. Current temp 62.
I have anxiety issues, okay? I don't like to fly. All it takes to scare me on an airplane is to hear this. This is the captain. I hate that guy. Does he need to say who he is? We know. Who else would it be? You're never gonna hear, this is Steve. I'm in seat 18C, and just thought I'd check in on everybody. This movie sucks, right? And I never get that smooth flight. I always get this flight. It's the worst when it's a short flight. Like, you gotta be kidding me, right? I'm gonna die on my way from Cincinnati to Columbus? I could have jogged it. And who's always sitting next to me on that flight? Johnny Relaxed, right here, right? The guy I wish I could be. I look over, he's like reading the sports page through a hailstorm. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, how are you reading? I'm looking out the window trying to steer us with my mind.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl, and you, my brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
So this guy is proposing to his girlfriend, and he wanted to make it very romantic. He lit 100 candles in their apartment. The entire place caught fire and completely destroyed. On the bright side, she did say yes. My goodness. The best laid plans. Hopefully they'll laugh at it, you know, on their 50th wedding anniversary.
Sometimes I'm right, but I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in.
Everyday people, yeah, yeah. There is a moon, and it's at the ring, and for living on the pen.
Looking for partly sunny sky today with a high near 81 degrees right now. It's sunny, 63 degrees right here at Radio Park. We have a great weekend, too. I'm looking here. Sunny, sunny, sunny. Whoa. Highs in the mid-70s all weekend long. All right, here we are in the dog days of summer, right? Beauty in Disguise, John Fred and his Playboy band at WRJN.
Judy in the sky. Wearing your grease lips and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweep spider we got, Judy in the sky. With dances,
come to me tonight. Come to me tonight.
I have no idea what that song's about. I've been hearing it for decades. I still don't know what it's about. I just listen to the lyrics now, and I still don't know what it's about. It's 6:45 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Going on a road trip? Still got a lot of summer left. All right, here are the top 10 things you want to avoid. The top 10 things you're most likely to argue about in the car. If you want to see if a relationship is going to work out in the long run, take a road trip with somebody. Lock yourself in a car with them for like a week. And if you can make it out alive, it's going to be a good relationship. All right, here are the top things people argue about in the car. Getting lost. I went through that yesterday. Speeding. Not asking for directions. Dealing with loud kids in the back seat. My father had to deal with that. Ugh. You know how he dealt with it? He turned around. He said, "You guys want to see blood? Stop doing what you're doing in the back seat." Never laid a hand on us in our entire lives. But the threat was there, and that was scary enough. But he never laid a hand on us. The person behind the wheel yelling at other drivers. See, I do that, but I don't roll down the window. I yell with it. This guy, I'm in the straight lane, going straight, and the lanes on either side of me are turning lanes. And I'm going straight, and this guy is literally, I can grab his hand, you know, the door handle, he's so close to me, honking his horn because he was in the turning lane and wanted to turn into my lane. I mean, there's a way to do it, not just kind of run me off the road. Yeah, letting that out now. The temperature, I assume, in the car. Where to stop for food. The music you want to listen to. Well, I got that problem solved. Just stay right here. What you're talking about because you want to change the subject and driving too slowly. That's probably just the tip of the iceberg. When you take a road trip, there are so many things to argue about in the car. Again, if you want to test a relationship, my wife and I did this before we got married. We went on a road trip together. And I remember we're just about to leave, and I had a little Pomeranian, And I was yelling at the dog because the dog just piddled on the carpet. And my wife was thinking, I'm going to be locked up in the car for a week with this guy. He's a nut. All right. Anyway, we survived. Actually, we had a good time. We didn't argue in the car. It was before we got in the car. All right, coming up, don't forget, we've got the rest of the story with Paul Harvey. That's coming up this morning, 7:25, and again this afternoon, 12:05, with Cindy Huber right here at WRJN. Coming up in the next hour, we've got Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation talking about events and new businesses in downtown.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G of Gurnee Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Come away, come away.
up around the bend at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Got a study here. They found kids will do better in school if they have smarter friends. My question is, where do you find those? I'm still looking. I still haven't found them. 6:53, local news, timeless hits with the Young Rascals.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Academy Award-winning actor Cuba Gooding Jr. All right. His father is Cuba Gooding Sr. He's singing right here in this song. He was a member of the Main Ingredient. From 1972, everybody plays the fool at WRJN.
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about time? Well, anything rash. Dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel. Everybody plays the fool sometimes.
1972, everybody plays the fool. Local news, Tamless Hits, WRJN. I see the National Park Service put up a Facebook post reminding people that if they encounter a bear, now this is what they said, please don't push your slower friends down in an attempt to save yourself. How many times did that happen where they actually had to post a warning not to throw your friends down in front of the bear?
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New details this morning about an alleged terror plot on one of Taylor Swift's concerts in Vienna this week.
I am absolutely devastated.
Adine Ferry, a nurse from Boston, after the singer's three Eras tour performances were called off. Two teens.